It's Friday, which means Fiancé Friday. This is where if you've been engaged and you're getting close to that time where you walk down the aisle and you say, I do, maybe something is feeling a little off in the relationship. And wow. If so, reach out to us. We can help out, especially if you feel like maybe your partner, your fiancé, isn't truly being faithful. We have our ways of making them talk.
Yeah, we got a phone in Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how we do it.
They sick me on your fiancé.
And today we're going to try to help out Catherine. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
So tell us, how can we help you? Who are we working over today?
Okay. I'm engaged to a man named Brady. Mm-hmm. We've been engaged for almost a year. The wedding is coming up really fast this summer. He works a lot, and for his work, he has to be on the road and traveling.
Oh.
I'm pretty convinced that he's cheating when he's on the road.
Is that just because you feel like you guys aren't getting the right kind of communication? I mean, we've talked to people before where they feel like when they're not close to their spouse a lot, they get those moments of doubt
right.
in their life. Is that kind of what you're experiencing?
Well, that's how it started.
Okay.
And I had friends convincing me that's all it was until last week. Last week, he was on the road, and he called and left a voicemail because I was asleep and didn't answer my phone. The voicemail was for someone else.
Oh.
And what kind of voicemail was it?
Was
it like a, hey, baby?
Oh, I see.
Sexy time.
It was a booty call.
Oh.
It was a booty call, and it was not for me. This was for Sarah.
He called you thinking he was calling Sarah?
Apparently. He still has no idea.
This is like the most damning evidence we've ever had. I mean, on a fiancé Friday, I feel like, yeah, that's pretty cut and dry, isn't it?
I got a question. Do you happen to have the voicemail still saved?
I actually recorded it because I wanted to have proof that I'm not crazy.
Because I'm thinking, like, I sure like to listen to it.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be good.
You know, maybe we play a song, we'll get Brady's
could you
number
email
from
it to me?
Yeah, and then yeah. we can play it back. Does that work? Will you send it to us?
Absolutely.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John and Justin.
Mix 105.1.
Fiancé Friday, we're trying to help out Catherine. She and Brady have been engaged for about a year, and their wedding is coming up soon. It's coming up this summer. And Brady has one of those jobs where he's always on the road. And it sounds like it's been difficult for Catherine to deal with that he's been on the road. And maybe he hasn't been saying the right stuff to make her feel comfortable at home.
Right.
And even though her friends have been like, hey, look, it's just part of when you have a road warrior, this is what happens in life. She goes, no, I get you. But he also called another woman on my phone last week. Catherine, you actually saved the voicemail and you emailed it to us.
Yep.
Do you mind if I play it now? Because I think it's worth Justin and Jackson hearing.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear it.
Absolutely. I don't want to seem like I'm crazy. I want everyone to know.
Well, we'll be the judge if you're crazy
yeah.
or not. Let's hear it.
Hey, Sarah. How you doing? I'm just calling to let you know I'm going to be in town next week, and I would like to see you. Yeah, I miss our sexy time together.
Sexy time, huh?
Uh-huh.
I don't like how many S's he put at the beginning of that. Sexy time. He sounded like he was speaking parcel mouth or something from Harry Potter.
So that seems like pretty damning of evidence, but...
I know.
But, I mean, maybe Catherine feels like she needs that final... nail in the coffin, and that's what we can do right now at Fiancé Friday. So, Catherine, we're going to call Brady. Jackson is going to act as if he works for a spa that's in town. He's going to offer Brady a sensual couples massage, and we'll just see who he wants to bring with him, okay?
Perfect.
Do I have your permission to have Brady's voice on the radio?
Yes.
Awesome. Jackson, are you ready?
Yeah, let's get him.
Hello?
Hi, is this Brady?
Yes, this is Brady. Who's this?
Hi, Brady. This is Jackson calling from the Triple J Massage Parlor. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Awesome.
How can I help you?
I'm actually calling because I have an awesome opportunity. We're a new massage parlor in town, and we're having a hard time getting a clientele base built. And so I am interested in offering you a free massage as long as you just tell a couple of friends about it so we can kind of get our name out. Is that something you might be interested in?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, man, I could use a massage.
Do you do a lot of sitting at your desk or anything for work?
Oh, I travel a lot, so I'm constantly...
Stuck
yeah.
in cars and airplanes and stuff, that's the worst.
Yep, cars and airplanes everywhere.
Hey, all right. Well, let me tell you what I'm ready to hook you up with. It's a $500 package normally. It's a couples massage package. You'll come into our massage room. You'll lay side by side with a romantic partner. It's a really romantic environment. So we have essential oils going. Wow. And then we also set you up in our Serenity room for an hour after that. So it's a candlelit room. We've got chocolate-covered strawberries, champagne, and you and your partner can just enjoy each other's company for about an hour in there after the massage. Is that something you'd want to do?
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Awesome. So I already have your name. I just need the name of your romantic partner to get the appointment booked.
Yeah, her name's Catherine.
Yeah!
All right.
Yay!
Perfect.
Awesome. Hey, Brady.
Whoa. Yeah, what?
Hi.
We're really excited to hear the name here. Catherine.
It's John and Justin. You're talking to Jackson, Mix 105.1. You're on with us right now. Your fiance Catherine has been listening in as well. Catherine.
Hi, Brady.
I'll be honest, Brady. Catherine was a little worried that maybe there was someone else in your life, and that's why we had called in. But, I mean, Brady did say your name.
I'm still not convinced. Maybe that's a week he happens to be home and knows that he can't bring anybody else.
Wait, what's going on here?
What do you mean, what's going
Catherine,
on?
What are you calling a radio station
Brady,
for?
You're cheating on me. I know you're cheating on me.
What?
You called and left a voicemail for Sarah on my phone last week when you were gone.
I don't even know Sarah. Why would I call? Okay, hold on. Hold on a minute. This makes no sense at all. We're getting married in the summertime.
Hey, Brady, we have the voicemail from Catherine where someone's asking for Sarah. Do you want to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have
sure.
it right here. Okay, we'll play it for you.
Hey, Sarah, how you doing? I'm just calling to let you know I'm going to be in town next week, and I would like to see you. Yeah, I miss our sexy time together. That does not sound like me at all. I don't talk that way.
I don't know who to believe.
No, me neither.
I don't know what to do.
Brady sounds like a nice guy, but Catherine has hard evidence. I don't know what is going on other than Brady tried to call Sarah for sexy time. Sexy time.
I did not. I don't even know it's Sarah. Why would I call somebody for sex? I've got Catherine.
That's what I want to know. That is what I want to know, Brady. I don't understand who Sarah is and why you're calling her.
I think the best thing to do is let Brady and Catherine maybe talk off air.
Catherine, here's what you do. You ask to see his most recent calls. You go to the night that he called you, allegedly. Allegedly, he called you. And if he has a call out to you, then obviously he was calling Sarah.
Well, he can delete his call log now that you've said that.
No, don't do it, Brady.
That's that easy.
No, you can't delete it from the bill, though. Get the bill. Listen, I am a sleuth. I will get that evidence.
We're going to let you guys talk off air, and will you call and let us know and kind of what happens? Because we're just worried about you.
I will. I appreciate your help, guys. Thank you.